Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Cattle futures today caught a bid here, closed up $4.47 in November. We did trade limit for a while on the November feeder cattle. It seems like as we start the month of November, the sell barns have the results in the sell barns have really gotten strong, and that's really helped the November feeder cattle futures catch on. Also, the buyers are getting some confidence as the market has somewhat stabilized. And so if you look back over the last 2 weeks, the low was about $115 for November feeders, and we're about $11 off that. And we're also above the moving average now. The November feeder is $126.17, where the moving average was $125.60. Now, if you look at the March out there in the spring, we're not quite there yet, but days like today will make it to where we don't have much more time. The 50-day moving average in March is $119.67, where the current market is $116.67. So we're within striking distance at only $3 difference. Box beef at midday, we had 71 loads trade, and choice was $185.86, up $1.10. Select $173.70, up $0.69. So that continues to get a little better. The choice select spread is $12.16. And feeder cattle index is 124.67 as of yesterday, up 283. Now keep in mind, today's the first day of the new weights on the feeder cattle index.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mostly weaker here, led lower by the soybeans. The soybeans had been the strong one due to the really strong export markets. We were 19 to 20 cents lower on the beans. November beans on 19 and a quarter at 9.83. For the most part, we're back below the $10 area where we started this morning. January beans were as high as 10.16 and closed at 9.92, so well off the highs there for the beans. Corn was down 5 to 6 cents, and then the wheat, Chicago down 2.5 to 3. Kansas City wheat was down 1. Corn harvest and bean harvest moving along nicely. Corn harvest is 75% complete. Bean harvest is 87% complete. And the next round of USDA reports will be next Wednesday. It will be November the 9th, and that'll be the USDA monthly report. And then this Thursday, we've got Informa Economics going to update their numbers in terms of ending stocks, et cetera, and that'll be this Thursday. But the big one will be the USDA on November 9th next week. Outside markets today, we have the stock market selling off hard. Dow Jones down 150. U.S. dollar index is down 72, which should indicate maybe some strength coming in the export market for the grains. As the dollar comes down, typically grains are exported more. And then crude oil and natural gas are both under pressure today. Crude oil is down 10 cents, natural gas down 13. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.